Thousands of people are sold for sex in the United States each year. But where sex trafficking happens may surprise you. It's not just a big city problem. Mike Tobias reports for Harvest Public Media.
For most of our trafficking victims, this is kind of where we're going to start as far as once we've triaged.
Jamie Manzer gave me a tour last summer of the SASA Crisis Center. It helps domestic and sexual violence victims. That includes women sold against their will for sex. We're in SASA's gifts room, stocked with basics like soap, toothpaste, and T-shirts.
Most of our trafficking victims feel dirty, and that's more symbolic than realistic.
SASA is a first point of contact for people escaping trafficking. Manzer led the organization for several years. During one, they saw 14 sex trafficking victims. If that doesn't get your attention, try this. SASA is located in Hastings, a central Nebraska city of 25,000. The agency serves mostly rural counties.
What we're typically seeing are acquaintances, partners, prostituting out their intimate partner, most typically a male pimping out a female, though that's not always the case. And what we're seeing is it's for drugs, it's for alcohol, it's for access to shelter.
Manzer says they once helped women being trafficked in a town of just 500 people. They've seen women being trafficked at a county fair, even the state fair in Grand Island.
For the state fair, we did have three ladies brought on motorcycle from Daytona Beach, Florida, into the community, locked in hotels for multiple days. And then the gentleman who'd brought them there, who they thought they knew and thought were acquaintances of theirs, brought multiple men in, blindfolded them, forced them to have sex. So they couldn't even tell me who they'd had sex with, how many times.
It happens virtually anywhere.
Stephen O'Mara was the Nebraska Attorney General's first human trafficking coordinator.
Even if you just followed the major interstate system that all the way from Omaha out through Scotts Bluff, there is measurable sex trafficking that occurs virtually all the time, particularly during major events, but all the time across all of Nebraska.
Although it's faced legal challenges, the Classified Ads website Backpage is still one of the places buyers are looking and traffickers are selling. Backpage's dating area includes listings that leave little to the imagination. One typical ad offers a, quote, classy and erotic woman available in North Platte, population 25,000.
The commercial sex market is strong across the state.
Krista Price and Terry Clark from Creighton University's Human Trafficking Initiative are giving us a presentation of their research on the area's commercial sex industry. It's based on a deep dive analysis of thousands of Backpage posts. They found 900 people are sold for sex each month in Nebraska. Almost all are female. Some are likely involved in voluntary prostitution, but three-fourths have some signs of being trafficked. A map shows where sex is for sale in Nebraska. There's lots of activity in the state's larger cities, but also indications of activity in places like Valley and St. Paul, towns of just 2,000.
If a worker or trafficker, whoever's posting, is name-checking a town, they're basically saying, we've had success there before in our business
model. There has to be a reason they're singling out the town. There's got to be a clientele there, and it wouldn't be one or two people.
Stephen O'Mara.
If there's any kind of a viable prostitution market, there is almost certainly sex trafficking in that location. And the reality is there is a viable prostitution market adjusted for population virtually everywhere.
The Creighton research shows levels of per capita commercial sex activity similar to Nebraska in states like Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa. And a map from the Polaris Project, an organization that fights human trafficking, shows known trafficking cases in rural areas of every Midwestern state last year. Fighting sex trafficking is difficult anywhere, but there are special challenges in rural areas, including frontline agencies with limited resources and training. Jamie Manzer of SASA says it's hard for trafficking victims to privately get help in small towns, and isolation of victims in rural areas is a common tool used by traffickers. Her message? Sex is for sale everywhere, and
that every time you're looking at a prostitute, you're probably looking at a victim of human trafficking.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Mike Tobias.